Well, we're talking today with Richard Mortimer over in the United Kingdom, and myself, my name is Tom. My website is hibzzusa.com. And Richard, I'd like to like for you to introduce yourself and maybe give us a little bit of a background and how you got interested in the internet marketing business.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, thank you. Nice to be with you today, and looking forward to the call very much. So you'd like a little bit more my background. I think what's relevant to the internet marketing field is perhaps the sales that I've done in my past. I've had various sales careers. What happened was I did a degree, which I really enjoyed, and I went to work for a company as a designer, and they were very kind to me, this company, and they sponsored me, and they put me through the last years of my college, and I really wanted to work for them. But when I went back, having done a year as part of my degree course, there was no space in the design department. So I went on to the sales field. I thought that was a good thing to do, because I realized that selling was the sort of front end of the business, where you meet the customers. And if you're designing products, you want to know that these products fulfill the customer's needs and wants and requirements. And so it was very, very useful. But I found I was quite suited to sales, so I sort of got stuck in it and never got back to design.
I understand that. I spent about 30 years of my life in sales also, which I enjoyed very much. But I understand about getting to know the product and how it works and being able to satisfy people. And that's a big part of the sales.
Yeah, I think the thing is that it's come full circle now, because in internet marketing, what's really important is to know your market. And of course, you're developing your own products if you can. That's the best thing to be able to do. Like we're doing tonight, really, is we're actually producing a product here, which is going to be very useful to people. Hopefully, got some really good content in it, and people can use it in their own business. And then it's a useful product. Although we might give it away, but it's still a product, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And another thing I think is relevant, as well as the sales background, was the interest in personal development. In fact, I tried, it was like a kind of business that I was involved in with a club, and they had a little monthly magazine, and they had meetings, and there was quite a few things sort of associated with it that involved this personal development idea, you know, where you're actually goal setting and looking at the whole human, standing back a little bit and looking at your life and who you are, and how you're performing, and trying to get more out of it.
Oh. You
know, making best use of your time, that kind of thing, you know.
Hello,
Tom?
Hello. Yeah, we kind of faded out there for a second.
Did you? It might have been, I pulled my mic. Okay, sorry about that, folks.
Okay.
Yeah, so the personal development field was something that was very interesting, and I'd really like to marry that with my online business. You know, I really feel that that's an area that is so helpful to people, because there are lots of things in that, you know, about how the human mind works and how to get the most more out of it, and even the most out of it, and that can really help. You know, it comes down to sometimes very practical matters, like you've got 24 hours in a day, you need say 8 hours sleep, and you've got 8 hours perhaps at work. Well, how do you get the most out of those 8 hours? Well, that's the kind of question that you're answering in that field.
Yes, it is. How to maximize your time and how to get a product to the people that they can really use. That's one thing I learned in sales also, was trying to understand your customer and what they really needed. And one of the bigger parts of selling was actually selling yourself as part of your integrity and being able to understand and being able to listen to the customer and what they really need.
Okay. But I think the thing I'd like to just finish off this question with Tom, although I think it's the second part to the question, isn't there? But the first part of the question about my background is that although I've had a background in sales, and though I've had a background, certainly an interest, strong interest in personal development and all to do with business and that kind of thing. I don't think you need that to have an internet business. I really don't think you need that. It helps me, but I don't think you need it. I think the things that are important, the principles that I might have pulled out of that field, those two fields, people can learn quite quickly. And that's what's important. This is the power of the internet, is the transfer of information is so fast. And the learning, you know, you can learn so fast on the internet that's what makes it a very exciting field to be in. Okay.
So that would be that someone from any kind of a background would be able to make use of the internet and being in business on the internet.
I believe so. There is a lot to learn, but I think if you take the right approach, you can learn that. It's best to go step by step. We'll perhaps cover this a little bit later in the recording. That you know, plan it out, go step by step, take one step at a time, master it, move on, and that's the way to go. And to be honest, I've not always stuck to that, and usually I've come unstuck when I've not stuck to it. Okay.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, then, why would someone decide to start a business online then?
Well, I think the thing is that there's several reasons, really. One of the things that I did have interest in was business opportunities. This has sort of gone along with personal development, and I've been through the network marketing MLM type field, and you know, where you're really joining a company, a big company usually, and you're joining just like everybody else and seeking to build a business with other people doing the same thing. It's a different structure of business. It's come under a lot of criticism, but actually I don't think people have understood it properly. That's the main problem. And also, when they've tried to do it, they've taken the wrong approach. Because it's a different kind of business, it needs a different kind of approach. And but I had a lot of interest in that, and I still believe those are very good businesses for people to get into, provided they understand what they need to make it work. So I had this interest in business opportunities, and really when I came across the internet, I suddenly realized that this was the best business opportunity of all, in my opinion. That is my opinion. Perhaps I can just explain that.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think the first thing is the return that you get from the business is potentially greater in two ways. In terms of the actual amount of money you'll earn, you know, the business you'll build, the size of it, and the living that you'll have, and the standard of living that you'll enjoy is potentially bigger. And also, the return from your investment in terms of time and money, and that's even more important, isn't it? So,
yes.
Just as the opportunity is that much bigger on the internet, and for instance, digital products. This is where it really it becomes a practical thing. Digital products. This product we're making here, if we were to sell it, would be 100% profit nearly. I mean, okay, maybe you could factor in the cost of the recorder and that kind of thing. I'm not quite sure what I paid for this recorder that we're doing this interview with. Skype doesn't cost anything. You know, it's very, very little cost. The computer I'm using, I had anyway. You know, this is my production line right sitting in front of me now. It's incredible that I can produce a really good product with very little resources put in.
I understand that too. I wrote an article not too long ago about the difference between starting a business online and what they call a brick and mortar business. And the brick and mortar business, how much it takes, the investment it takes, the capital it takes to invest in something like that, and you're still just it's a stationary business. You're only in one place, and you have to advertise like crazy to get people to come in your door. We're on the internet; you're all over the world.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, the thing we have in our country, what's really popular at the moment are these coffee bars. I don't know if you know. I'm not sure if they're the same in the States. Do you have Costa Coffee and Cafe Nero?
We have what they call Starbucks
here. Oh, we have Starbucks here as well. Yeah, it's a bit like Starbucks. They're all like Starbucks. Well, there's one in Stroud. And Stroud, I have to tell you, this is the town near where I live. Stroud is not a great shopping centre. It isn't. There aren't the shops there. I go shopping there, and I go to the banks there. But it's not a great shopping centre. And yet, you go into Costa Coffee, and you can't get a table. The place is packed out. It's incredible. But, you know, if somebody wants to start a Costa Coffee, I'm assuming that it's a franchise. I don't know that, but I could be wrong. But I'm assuming it's a franchise. You've got to get the premises. You've got to pay Costa Coffee for all the equipment. You've probably got to pay them some kind of royalty or a fee of some kind. You've got to pay staff. Now, at the moment, they're very popular, and probably they're making good money with it. But, you know, that is a totally different order of business with an internet business.
Yes, it is. I was just thinking while you were speaking about the coffee shops, I think a McDonald's franchise here in the States starts about $3 million.
Really? That is crazy money, isn't it? Crazy money.
So, I mean, so there's a big difference between the capital you have to lay out for a brick-and-mortar business and an internet business.
Exactly. I mean, if you were to put $3 million, I mean, you could spend $3 million very easily on the internet and be an absolute fool. But if you spent $3 million on internet business, I mean, you could be a guru within a year and just absolutely rake it in easily. I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could. So I think that's the thing. It's not difficult. The internet isn't difficult.
No, it's not. Which brings me to another question. If someone has decided they've made the decision now, they want to start a business and they're going to do a business online, why would someone choose the internet marketing business?
Okay. Well, let's just define what internet marketing is first. I think really there are two definitions of internet marketing. There is a larger definition and a narrow definition. The narrower definition, which I think is what lots of people understand as internet marketing, is the money-making sector, the money-making niche. Now, I imagine some people don't like the idea of an internet marketing as a money-making niche to go into, because what they're concerned about is, well, I'm telling someone else how to make money, and I'm making money telling other people how to make money. You see what I mean?
Yes.
It's like a circular business. And there's an element of truth in that, and you've got to just be a little bit aware, I think, of not getting into that rut of it just being about teaching people how to make money. I mean, to be honest with you, there's a lot to teach. So if you teach it well, then what you charge is probably worth the money. It's not that easy, as you and I both know, in terms of actually earning an income on the internet.
Yes, and I know there are people out there. I get these emails all the time where they're charging for classes or these webinars, they call them. They're upwards of $1,000 just to listen to for an hour on the internet.
Sure, and people buy it. The thing is, if you can actually give somebody information where they get their $1,000 back quite quickly, then obviously that is worth it. I mean, it's like with Google AdWords, isn't it? If you pay $1 and you get $2 every time you spend $1, how many dollars would you spend? Well, you'd spend every one you could, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
So, you know, when you look at it in those terms, it's actually quite straightforward. So that's the sort of narrow definition, that, you know, it's the money-making thing. But actually, there's a lot more to it than that, because you've got certain skills involved in being able to earn a living online. So, for instance, you can have a website, you can have a good website, you can have perhaps the best website on the internet. No traffic, no sales. It's like buying a million-pound building because you want to set up a business in there and you know, a shop, and nobody comes to your shop. You've just blown $1 million.
It's like buying a Ferrari with no motor.
Yeah, exactly. So there's several aspects to internet marketing, traffic being by far the biggest and probably the most important, getting traffic to websites. And you could just teach that skill. And you see, as soon as you've talking about that, you're talking about everybody in it on the internet. You haven't got to be internet marketing to learn about traffic. You could sell your traffic product or site or service to everybody on the internet apart from internet marketers, and you'd have a huge market. You see, so it goes beyond just money making. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do, and I also know that you have one of the best traffic software things out there on the market.
Oh, thanks for saying that. Yeah, I've actually bought a whole load more traffic software recently. The only problem with it is it's very, very good, and I don't have to work it yet. So I've got to get that sorted out. It's one of those things, you know. It's a job for a coder to look into, and you'll probably go, oh yeah, it's quite simple, and bam, 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 and I'll have some really good products to sell. But I can't do anything with them at the moment because I haven't really got the time to look into it and get it sorted out. But they're very good products. I had them before, and they came up for sale. Basically, it was an internet marketer who'd done very, very well with traffic, selling traffic products, and particularly software, which is a big market. He's probably one of the biggest people in the traffic software market, next to the Callan brothers. Brad and Matt Callan are probably the biggest people that I know selling traffic products, software.
Yeah. But they are very good, because I subscribe to a couple of their websites, so I know that they are very good.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Yeah, they usually have a graded system, don't they? You have a free one you enter in, then you have a larger capacity for an upsell, and then an even greater one, you know, like bronze, silver, gold level or something like that, or silver, gold, platinum level or something like that. But yeah, anyway, yes. I bought these, there must be about 30 or 40, 50 different pieces of software that I bought off this marketer who was basically changing his business. He wanted to sell these, and I bought them at a really knockdown price, so I'm really excited about it, but it's a bit of a long-term project, to be honest. Okay.
Okay, if the person has decided to start a business online and they're going to make the decision to go into internet marketing, what would some of the first steps be that a person should take, and how do you start building your business?
Okay, right. Good question, Tom, and this is really where the rubber hits the road, isn't it? Which is what people really want to know. We've been waffling a little bit up to now, and now we're getting to some meat. But I just want to do a little introduction to this question, because I wanted to just state what's really important with internet marketing, and indeed any online business, is that it is a business, and that is so crucial. Now, you told me earlier on, before we started the call, that you enjoy what you're doing. And you find it fun, and you're at it every day. But at the same time, it is a business, and that is so important. Okay, and one of the things I wanted just to say about internet marketing was one of the reasons why I've chosen that particular niche is I really enjoy it. It's a very popular niche, and there's lots of people who want to know how to build a site, how to get traffic, how to get some kind of income coming in from the internet. So there's a big market there, and it's growing every day. Okay, and also it's very easy to differentiate your business. What I mean is, one of the terms that the business gurus use is a unique selling proposition, a USP. Mm. In other words, you have something different from everybody else that only people can go to you for. And that is very easy to create online, and particularly in internet marketing. You differentiate yourself. There's so many different ways to go that you can specialize in one area and create a sort of sub-niche which you dominate, and you'll do very, very well if you can find a sub-niche and master it. So that's just a little bit of introduction to this question about the first steps. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. There you are. Okay. You're seeking to build an online business, and I think you're building one internet marketing, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
What's your biggest asset, Tom?
would be me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, it's by far your biggest asset. It's not, you haven't got a building, you know, your computer's only worth, what, hundreds of dollars probably. I doubt it's thousands. And, you know, maybe if you've done what I've done, and which is bought lots of products, and you've got a hard drive full of amazing internet marketing products, which you might never look at again, that's quite an inventory and quite a high value. But at the end of the day, the thing that is so, so important is that you are your biggest asset. It's itself. And that's got to be borne in mind, you see. You know, there's no such thing as a push-button business.
Yes.
If there was a push-button business, the creator of that business would have created something worth a lot of money, and he would be selling it for a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Because there's no such thing. You're not going to get a push-button business for, you know, a few hundred dollars. It's just not going to happen. You have got to put some effort in. And that's the thing, you see. That's where people fall. They fall at the first hurdle. They think that they've got the computer, they've got the package that they've bought, and that it's sort of going to happen when they walk away. But it isn't, you know. It's not push button either. It's not just pushing a button. You've actually got to understand it. You've got to put it into action. And you really have got to have some understanding of the human psyche and the fact that how we work as human beings and how business works. And you put that into your computer and your package that you've bought, and then you get the outcome. You see, that's the thing. So that's the first thing to bear in mind, then, is that yourself is your biggest asset. You've got to work on yourself. And if it's a failure in the business, it's probably not the product you've bought. It's probably you, actually. I know that sounds harsh, and maybe there's a few people listening who won't like me saying that. But the thing is, if you actually learn that lesson, if you just say today, right, I'm going to learn this lesson today, if I take nothing else away from this call, that I am responsible for my business. It's my business, and I can, because it's an internet business, I can do it all by myself, so I'm not accountable to anybody else, and I've got no employees. It's me. I'm responsible. If you just take that one step, and that is the first step and the biggest step and the most fundamental step to take.
Yes, it would be. And I, when you were talking about the push-button business and stuff, I see those on the internet all the time, and there just is no such thing. There is not this overnight success. If they're going to be honest about it, it's going to take you some time to build up the business and to make it work. And I understand what you're saying, that the owner of the business, the person that decides to do this, is the most important part of the equation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah. And I think that's the thing, you see, that... You know, the copywriters are very good, and, you know, I've got a good copywriter, and that kind of thing appears on my websites, because basically what I'm trying to do is to motivate people to see that the internet is such a wonderful opportunity. I mean, it's growing all the time. I mean, almost every niche must be getting new people coming to it. I mean, maybe somebody can find the odd niche where it's actually going down, but more people are going on the internet every day to find out about their interests, horses, girlfriends, cars, whatever it might be, motor racing, which is something I'm interested in. More people are going on the internet every day to find out about those things.
Yes, they do, and I know that. I know what you're saying there. I find myself doing it quite often, going to the Google there and typing in, find something I want to know, something I'm interested in, or something I happen to see on the tube or something. And so there people are doing that every single day.
Exactly. So this, you know, it's early days. It's early days for the internet. It's early days for internet marketing. And there's going to be some casualties, because basically the vast majority of people who are trying to make a living online, they're doing it part-time, obviously, because... You know, most people don't want to and aren't prepared to, and I totally understand that, make that step of just committing to it straight away. They'll have a job, and they'll try and get the thing going in their spare time, you know, but the reason most of them fail is because they don't treat it as a business and realize, they've got to actually learn things, and they're looking for success too quickly. They're not prepared to put the effort in to get the result out the end. But what I found is, I won't say it's a 100% rule, but usually your effort does end up with some kind of result. I mean, even if I throw up a duff article, people will click on it, and some people will click through to my site, you know, and that kind of thing. And if you put an article on eZine Articles is ranked very high, so that link back to my site is actually a good page rank link to my site, which is helping my site in the search engine. So it's not a wasted article, even if it's not a very good article and people don't actually read it.
But most of them are very good, though.
No. Well, thank you. Yeah, but again, it's still early days for me, you see. It's still early days for me. I'm still learning a huge amount. And these things I'm telling you, I mean, I think this is where it might really have a value to people, and yours and my credibility will hopefully just jump up in the next few seconds. And that is, I've made these mistakes. Like I said, I've got a hard drive full of products. There's so many on there, I can't possibly go through them all. I do sometimes have a quick look through, and you know, I see something that I bought quite a long time ago, which is actually quite good, and I plan to use it, and I sort of phased it into some aspect. If I've got a new site which I'm building and I want a bonus, I might find one on my hard drive, you see. So there's always useful. But, you know, and I've failed to take responsibility properly for my business. You know, I've got, I'm a pastor of a church, as you know, and I've got an offline business which is doing very well right now. And so actually, although I don't want it this way, my internet business is actually third in line. I want it to be at the tops, but I can't have it that way. It's just not the way it is things at the moment. I've just got to lump it. So if I get called away offline to my offline business, I just have to let my internet business run and not do anything. And I know that every time I don't do anything, you know, my income isn't happening. But that's just the way it is. But you just got to keep on, you know. And I've just kept on going for 2.5 years now, and I'm starting to see checks coming in from ClickBank and PayPal payments going in, and my list is now 1,700. You know, so I've made a good start basically, and I've learned a lot of things. And in fact, I've probably got more to teach than I've actually put into practice myself. Because I've done more learning than action taking, and I need to go through a period of action taking. Really, you know, I've got a lot of sites that aren't working actually, which is very bad. You see, because what's happened is, I've planned a site out, and something's happened. You know, it could be somebody else's fault or it could be my fault. Something's happened, I've not been able to follow through with it, so I've had to start another one. So I've got all these sites sitting there that are half finished, you know, it's a disaster. But I have got sites that are working and that are bringing money in, you know.
Yeah, I understand that part. It's hard to keep up with all the different sites and everything that are created and keep them up to date and keep them going. It's a difficult proposition to do.
It is, yeah. But the thing is, like you've done, Tom, see, you will be successful. I know you will be successful because you're taking it seriously. You enjoy it, for one thing, but at the same time, you take it seriously and you're taking responsibility. And that is the first step. Take responsibility for your business.
Well, speaking about taking responsibility for your business, when people get going and stuff, if you had to pick maybe two or three of the biggest problems that one would encounter getting started, what would you say they would be?
Okay. Well, in a sense, these sort of relate to one another. I think, like I've said, I think the biggest problem is people don't take responsibility for it. For their success, their own success. You know, the biggest factor in success is yourself. Okay, if you don't know how to do something, go and learn how to do it. And it's very easy on the internet. You just type into Google. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I've sold cPanel products. And then I found on YouTube, you know, you've just got every single tutorial you could possibly need on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean to say I'm not going to sell cPanel products, because obviously people get them in one place, and if they bought the product, it gives them a motive to learn it all. But you can actually go and learn it all on the excuse my phone going now on the internet, you see, on Google, I could do with muting that, couldn't I?
I was just thinking that's how I met you, was by buying that cPanel product.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Somebody's answered it. Thankfully. That was my fault. I should have warned them and told them and muted my phone. I've got a new phone in my study, and of course I'm not used to it, so the thing's ringing like mad. Okay, so yeah, then the second thing is treating it as a business. So even if it's part time, you know, people have got to think, well, hang on a minute, and this is what I've got to do, and tell myself this. My objective, well, it's a double objective. I enjoy doing it. And I really want to help people, but also I really need it to work and to earn money from it. And that's a very serious thing. That's just like any business out there. It's exactly the same. If you look after your customers and you give them what they want, then you'll get a good return. And it's the same, you know. Just because it's easy to set up a site and easy to get going doesn't mean to say that it's not a business. It is a business. And I think that's very important for people, that they treat it as a business.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I've noticed the people I've talked to and had my acquaintances and whatnot, that they think of a computer online business as, well, it's just kind of like more like a hobby and not a business.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you see, I'm one of those people who actually enjoys business, so business is my hobby. And I think, you know, that's quite helpful, really. But if you want it as a hobby, you've also got to treat it as a business. And I think those people who think, well, I want it more as a hobby than as a business, well, okay, well, don't get upset when you don't earn any money then. You know, set up a site. I mean, I thought of a bit of software the other day, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to name it after myself, I'm going to put it on a website, and I'm going to have a free download on there. I'm going to put it on sites all over the internet so that people can go there, and they haven't even got to opt into my list, and they'll download the product. And it's a very good product. It's really, really helps with the particular niche I've thought of. And then the idea is that when they download the package, they get a little zip file, and in the zip file is a README, you see. Uh-huh. And the README is actually an HTML page. When they open it, it actually open in their web browser, and it'll give them an offer. And it'll be my squeeze page, so they'll open their my squeeze page in their web browser, you see, to look at the instructions for the script, and they say, did you realise that there's actually one that automates these things that you're doing? You know, it's I mean, the script I'm giving them is good, and it's you know, giving them for free with no opt-in is fantastic. But then I'm going to give them another one, which is an upgrade where they've actually got an admin panel, which makes it even easier. So they opt into my list, you see. So maybe 50% of them will opt in, you know. So if 1 million people download my software, then I've got 500,000 people coming onto my list over time. Yeah. You know, obviously it's going to take time to get to that kind of level. I mean, I'd be happy with 100,000 people downloading it. But still, I'm going to build my list. And then I've got a third one, which is actually a paid product, which because when you open the admin panel, the admin the code, the file for the admin is fixed. So what's going to happen is people are going to know, if they've got that script, what the admin panel file is, which is not a huge problem, but it's a perceived problem. And so the paid version, which will only be $7, will have a little dynamic thing there where you can name the admin file what you want, and you can name the actual file that outputs the other end what you want, so that those can be changed, you see. So I'll also make a few sales out of it. And I just thought, well, there's a little, lovely little idea of a product, you see. I don't know whether it'll take off, but it's a good idea, and I've told a few people about it, and they like it. And you know, I've used it myself a few times, and it seems to work all right, so it's pretty good. Yeah, it cost me I think about $100 to $200 to get the two products built so far, and it's going to cost me another $100 to get the dynamic version built, the $7 product. So for $300-$400, I've got a whole range of products to get me a lot of hits on my website, a lot of opt-ins, and a lot of sales of a $7 script. So that's it, you see. It's getting the focus and then following through with it, you know.
So part of the, maybe one of those biggest problems that you were just talking about there that people have to overcome is getting their focus, being able to focus on something, and also finding a niche that they will be they'll be happy with it. Well, they will not feel like they have to go to work every day, but something they'll enjoy doing. And
it's very important right at the beginning. And I wanted to get into this tonight, but maybe we'll pick up on this next week and go into a little bit more detail. Okay. But yeah, picking your niche is very, very important, because you want a niche where there are people who are spending money. You know, right. I mean, for instance, okay. I've said that I've given that script that I've developed as you know, I'm giving it away for free, and somebody mm-hmm. could do that. Like on Matthew's interview that you listened to, he started with that bit of software for. Because he's actually a coder himself, he started with a bit of software for his one of his other sites. I think it might be a game show, a game site or something like that, gaming site of some kind. I'm not 100% sure. I think it might be, but he made this site, which is his first website, and he actually made money from AdSense on that site. You see, I can put AdSense on my site and make money that way. You see.
Yeah, that's a whole different area all by itself.
It is, yeah. And I don't know much about it. I know the principles, but to do it properly, I'd have to do a bit of study to get my head around it. Mm-hmm. But take Matthew's advice. You know, he got Joel Comm's book, The AdSense Code, and he read one chapter and put it into action. And then,
wow!
And then his sales went up. Well, you know what he said. He got those $7 the first day. And then it would start to go up a little bit to $10, and then he got this book, and he managed to get it in a very short time up to $100 a day from this free site he'd got. And he was thinking, hang on a minute, this has actually overtaken my income in my job. So one site and a little bit of action taking, and he'd actually replaced his offline income.
And that's and when this was from AdSense?
This is from AdSense. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. $100 a day. I'm pretty sure that's correct. I mean, I have to go back and listen to it again, and I might have got that wrong.
Which is free to join up to.
It's free to join up to, yeah, that's right. Because obviously Google make their money because they're only giving you a percentage.
Right.
When somebody clicks on the AdSense ad, mm-hmm. Google gets some money from the person, the vendor, and you get some because it's hosted on your site.
Right.
I don't know if it's a 50-50 split, but, you know, Google make money, you make money with AdSense.
I'm sure they make more money.
I'm sure they do. And the compound is absolutely colossal, of course. Okay, so yeah. So take responsibility, treat it as a business, and focus. You know, the next problem that people have with internet, and this is my own experience, and I beg people and plead with them, you know, not to do this. You know, don't take 2.5 years like I have done. Focus now. If you lack direction... that's it. Throwing up loads of sites does not do anything. You know, it taking up a load of domain names doesn't do anything. You've actually got to have a plan, build a site, get traffic to it, test it, and then tweak it, and so on. You see, build one site, work on one traffic method, maybe two, and then when you've mastered one of those. Try another traffic method, and if you can do the third one better than the second one, drop the second one so you've got two traffic methods, and go like that, you know, or buy some traffic.
But maybe to start with, don't spread yourself too thin.
Yeah, that's the problem. You see, if you're doing it part-time, you're spreading yourself thin, you're not going to have any success like that. Mm-hmm. It's sad to say, but that's my own experience. And I really wish that people wouldn't do that, you know, that they would actually focus on one thing. Find yourself a niche, conquer that niche, you know. I mean, maybe, okay, the niche doesn't work out. Well, pick up another niche, you know, and you'd have learnt from that experience. You'll know what doesn't work, and you'll know what niche not to go for.
Yeah, I think you and I have both found out a big part of the business, the internet business, is you're learning by making mistakes.
Yeah, well, that's actually part of the fun. And, yeah. and of course, it's valuable. you know, I mean, we remember Thomas Edison? You remember Thomas Edison?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I also remember what he said about all the times he tried to make a light bulb.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the greatest American inventor, I think he probably is, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he tried to make a light bulb 1,000 times and failed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a young reporter came to him and he said, "Mr. Edison, why do you keep persisting on these experiments trying to make an electric light bulb?" He said, "Everybody knows that man was meant to light his way through life with gas."
But I thought I found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. And he knew that success was the next step, you know, and he succeeded because he persisted. That's you need that kind of spirit, the entrepreneurial, pioneering spirit, because that's what we are. We're pioneers. I mean, the internet is like the modern day gold rush.
Yes,
it really is. You know, mm-hmm. and people are making an absolute fortune. I mean, the best thing for people to do is to find a job that will meet their needs, so they don't need to have any extra income. They've got the job, and it's paying all their bills. Plus, they've got some extra money that they can actually allocate to their business, and budget that, and find a niche, research the niche for one that is going to generate money, and you see other people are selling in that, and you know, read articles and buy a few courses and find some way that you can come up with something unique, that unique selling proposition, then build your site or get someone to build it for you, and then get traffic to it or get someone to get traffic to it for you, and that's it. You're in business.
Yes.
Okay. So lack of direction is another way people fail. Lacking direction. And that's the way, if I've had any failure, it's a lot to do with lacking direction. You see, I haven't got a problem with the first two. I'm happy to take responsibility for everything. If I fail, then I'm happy to take responsibility for that. And an answer to my wife and other people, you know, I've tried it and I failed. And it's my fault. I take responsibility for it, you see. That frees me, you see, from blaming other people. That I can't influence other people enough. If I blame other people, you see, I'm giving responsibility to them, and I can't change them. So that's no good, is it? I mean, I've had some horror stories. I've been let down very badly with two people, in terms of doing coding work for me.
Mm.
You know, and it's cost me a lot of time and a lot of money to do that, but it was a learning experience, and I take responsibility for it. I should have been more careful when I took those two individuals on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Having direction would be good, can't tie into keeping your focus.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. So the two things are really the same. Lacking direction is the opposite of having focus. You know, you need to have focus in your business. What are you trying to achieve? Where are you going? What are your goals for it? You might have to modify them, but you know, the internet is a tremendous opportunity for anybody to set themselves up in business. When I say anybody, I think there are exceptions. There are people who can't learn what's necessary. There are people who haven't got the resources of time or money. And they're obviously hampered. You know, it's still possible, but it's obviously a lot more difficult then. But the people who can get their heads around things very quickly, have got plenty of time, plenty of money, they really have got a tremendous opportunity. Tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, I guess it'd be like anything else, internet business, or, you know, having your own business on the internet is not for everyone.
No, that's right. It's not for everybody, no. And sometimes maybe, you know, it's a hard lesson to come to that point where we realize we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. But I do believe that the internet is the biggest and best opportunity for anybody who wants a business to have a business. In fact, I would think, you know, those people setting up Costa Coffee, they'd be better to have experienced setting up a business online where it's going to cost them less in terms of, you know, financially, emotionally, and lots of other reasons. First, succeed on the internet, then get yourself a Costa Coffee or a Starbucks.
It's a little less expensive that way.
Exactly.
If you do if you do quite not make it. I know that, you know, when you're working for someone, when you work for a company or something like that, you have a boss who tells you what to do and has expectations and all that, but pretty much you've got your day planned out for you. But when you have your own business on the internet or otherwise, that's your job to plan out your day and to see and make sure everything gets done.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I think, you know, part of the problem is that that's quite hard to learn, and people learn the hard way. You know, they're not business people, and that's why I really want to stress that and emphasize that. It is a business. Mm-hmm. And although you might not see yourself as a business person, you don't have to be. You know, just take it as a business. This is my business. I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to take a sensible, serious approach, and that'll stand you in good stead.
I know, as my father would say, plan your work and work your plan.
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly right. Okay, well, I just think there's one last little point here with this, you know, the biggest problems, and that is information overload.
Ah, boy. I think we all get to that point.
Exactly. Where, you see, the thing is, all the day I'm getting emails, I get hundreds of emails every day, all sorts of good things. I mean, I'm really doing a lot of learning about traffic at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been bombarded, and I've been signing up for too many traffic products, you see, and I've got some fantastic ideas, some absolutely fantastic ideas. I mean, I could probably come up with about 10 unique selling propositions on this call and give them away to somebody, and they could run with them. You know, it's just, it's amazing, it's incredible, but, you know, you've just got to be, hey, hang on a minute, Richard, you're going too far here, you're just falling into the old trap again of learning, and not putting things into action.
Mm-hmm.
Better to learn, put into action. Learn, put into action. And that would also give me some credibility, you know, that I've tried these traffic methods for myself, and I've seen what works and what doesn't work, and what's actually a little bit harder than the people say, and which, you know, the hype actually is accurate on some of them. You know, they hype the thing up, and they're actually right. Those are the things I want to know about, you know. But I don't know. I don't know because I've not put them into practice, you know. I mean, I do traffic generation. I do traffic generation every day, you know. And but the thing is, I'm just gone a little bit overboard on learning, and I just got to now slow down a little bit and actually put some into practice. So information overload is a big danger, and it can be a bit off-putting as well. Because you get to a point where you get saturated, and then you think, hang on, I don't know anything.
I understand that, because my download file in my documents right now is just chock full of PDFs I've downloaded on the same subject.
Is that right? Yeah. And how many of those have you read, Tom?
Two.
That's it, you see. And were they good? They were good, weren't they?
Oh, they're absolutely wonderful, yes.
Yeah, this is it, you see. Yeah. So you've got a hard drive full of really, really good products.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's, they, you know, being on your hard drive and being in your mind are two different things, aren't they?
Yeah, I wish I had a hard drive in my mind.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, you'd be a genius, but there again, everybody would be doing it, and you wouldn't have anything unique then. So that's not going to work, no. So, okay. So, yeah, information overload. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. That everyone that chooses to get into this type of business, the internet business, is going to experience it one time or another.
That's right, yeah. That's right, yeah. You've just got to suddenly realize what you're doing. You know, don't give up. That's the thing. Don't give up. Just think, hang on a minute. I'm just going a little bit off the rails.
Yeah, just slow down a little bit.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. You know, get one out and read it.
Yeah, that's when you have time or something to start going through some of the stuff you've downloaded. Because I'm one of these guys that's, you know, if I see it's free, I download it. Like you were saying earlier, some of it's good and some of it isn't. You just have to go through it and see what it has to say or offer.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I'm a subscriber to a site called PLR Wholesaler.
Yes.
What we'll do is we'll make a resource pack, and we'll put the link in there for that.
Okay.
It's a very good resource because there's absolutely loads and loads and loads and loads of products on there. I mean, somebody could actually set up a very good internet business just using products off PLR Wholesaler.
I can't believe the number of items that they have on there. I subscribe to it too, by the way. And when I go there, I can't believe the number of items that are on there that you can download.
I know, it's absolutely incredible. Well, I downloaded one the other day called No Links by Frank Gorka.
Oh, yeah.
Now, interesting thing is, I'm not sure about his affiliate site. He's got a site called How to Be an Affiliate. There's a link for there for that. But his main site, which he actually talks about in the ebook, SEO Expert Frank Gorka, that website, I don't think he even owns it anymore. But the point is, the information in this little PDF, I mean, it's as rough as anything. It's just, you know, been produced in a Word doc and then blasted to a PDF. It's not even got a graphic on it. It's superb. The information is absolutely superb. That's why I've got it open on my desktop. Because it is absolutely superb.
But you have to find it first.
Just shows you, doesn't it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But there's lots of things like that, you see.
Well, Richard, I certainly appreciate the time you've taken today to make this the recording. I know that when people hear this, they're going to have a lot of good things that they can they take from this, and I'm sure it will be very helpful to them if they're considering getting in the internet business or having a business online. They're going to at least avoid some of the pitfalls that maybe you and I have encountered when we first started out. But I know they're going to really thoroughly enjoy this, and it's going to be a very good, informative recording for them to listen to.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I really, really enjoyed the call. I hope I haven't put too many people off. I really want to encourage everybody, you know, at least give it a go, you know, budget, and then you know, when you've got to your budget, you don't go over it, you don't overspend. That's the mistake I've made. I didn't budget at the beginning, because I thought, well, everything's so cheap, I don't need to budget. Well, it's not true, you see. You know, you can soon spend $7 adds up if you spend lots of $7.
Absolutely. But I think that one of the best things you can do for people who are considering this is to be frank and honest and let them know the truth and not let them get wrapped up in all this hype that they get blasted into their emails and stuff all the time. It just isn't that way. They need to have the honesty and the frankness.
Yeah, that's right. I think the thing is, what's got to happen with people is, it's all very well buying information. You know, that's what we're selling. We want people to buy information. We are into the information product business. If they're on the internet, I mean, most internet business that are actually going to make a reasonable income and living are information product businesses. Whether it's about horses or sport, or whether it's about aircraft or any interest, if it's information, business information, personal development information, or making money online, you know, that information is worth something, and you've obviously got to buy it at some point. That's how you get into it. But what people have got to do is they've got to very soon move from being a buyer to a seller.
Yes.
And that's what we're here for, is to get people, push them over that line, as it were, and say, look, come on, you can do it. Just take the steps and go over and become a seller and not a buyer.
Mm-hmm. Get focused, be disciplined, and go for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good.
Okay, well, thank you, Richard.
And thank you very much, Tom. I look forward to next week.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye for now, then.
Bye-bye now.